Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, now, I want to talk about social welfare. And I know, as soon as I start to talk about it, the text will come in. Oh, yeah, boy, there you go, talking about the welfare again. But the reason I want to talk about it is because of a new RT Finance series called How to Be Good with Money, which broadcasts tonight. And in the show, which is presented by Owen McGee, viewers will meet a couple in their 30s who bank over $5,000 every month from their full-time jobs. However, the couple have two children and they face significant childcare costs. The childcare bill is $1,500 a month, which is €500 more than their mortgage payment. And in the show, they struggle to decide if they can actually afford for the mother to spend four more months than her allocated 6 months maternity leave. They figure out in the show that once they are there, basically it's all over their, or they pay their childcare costs, the mother is left with €187 per week, which is actually less than she would get on social welfare. Now, this really resonated with a lot of people thinking about this. Essentially, the mother would be better off not working and on social welfare, you know, and then they actually might be entitled to other stuff like medical cards and possibly a HAP scheme, depending on the husband's earnings, etc., etc. They would be financially far better off if the mother just packed in her job and went on the dole. Now, it got me thinking about how so many people choose to stay out of work, because it is financially viable for people to stay out of work in this country. Although Ireland has the lowest unemployment rate, there are still so many people choosing not to work. The figures we see of 6% unemployment don't include those who are scamming disability. Many people went off job seekers and went on to disability. Many people on disability are genuinely disabled people. And for whatever reason, Ireland is not great at dealing with disability when it comes to work, but are genuinely disabled and can't get a job. But there are many people in disabilities in this country, for example, who are not disabled at all. There's nothing wrong with them. They might have been, you know, they might have had depression or alcoholism or something, I don't know, going back a few years ago, and they're still getting it. Oh, I have a bad back. I hurt my back 20 years ago. Yeah, so yeah, we'll get a job while you're sitting down. There's loads of people out there scamming disability. And that doesn't include, that's not in the 6% unemployment rate. Other people are on other benefits rather than job seekers, so we don't really see the figures properly. There's a lot of people living on the social welfare in this country. And I know for a lot of them, the reason is because if they go back to work, they face childcare costs, healthcare costs, and much more, because they lose the benefits they have, such as the medical card, for example. And as much as I despise people choosing to live on welfare and not work, I can understand for some how they're in that trap and why they might do it. But today I want to know if you think it is time to drastically reduce the amount of people who can receive welfare payments in this country and encourage people back to work. Or do you think that would be wrong? That it's a myth that there are people living such a good lifestyle and social welfare? Some people will say that reducing welfare will only leave people worse off, as they're already struggling right now. However, others will say that it frustrates them to see their neighbours or friends or people they know who are on social welfare doing a lot better than they're doing and having a lot better life while they're struggling to work 40 hours a week and still trying to make ends meet. Now, there is no doubt there's a flaw in our system and something needs to be done to stop people choosing a life on welfare, choosing to get social housing, choosing all these things. Homelessness. It's a big word, isn't it? When you see the word homelessness, you expect to see somebody lying in a gutter in a sleeping bag. But in this country, homelessness means that you might be in a four-star hotel. So do you think it would work if we forced people back to work? Or would it just make people's lives harder? I want to know what you think. When you look at this documentary tonight, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's a couple who jointly between them work hard and earn a decent amount of money, but they would be financially better off if the wife just packed in her job, went down to social welfare and said, "Oh yeah, I'm going on the dole." Because they would get everything for nothing. She would be better off. It's a better deal. She only has 187 left in her pocket at the end of the week after she pays all her bills, her childcare costs. That's wrong. I mean, that's not how you can operate a society. You can't operate society when it's viable not to work. But Ireland is one of the few countries in the world, possibly, where you can do that. I want to know, how do you solve that problem? How do you solve it? Reduce social welfare. That's the only way to solve it, isn't it? Because Ireland has the most generous social welfare system in the EU, probably, and next to Germany. we actually encourage people not to work in this country. So would you agree, if the government turned around tomorrow and said, look, we need to do something about this, and we need to look at all these people who are on social welfare, let's hire loads and loads of inspectors, and let's reduce social welfare for those who don't need to be on it, to encourage them back to work. Let me know if you would agree with that. And you can text 087-188-0008. Would that work to reduce social welfare for those who don't need it? Or those who are quite capable of getting a job? And if anybody texts in and says, but there's no jobs out there, Niall, you're a liar. There's loads of jobs out there. You might have to change location to get one, but there's jobs out there. Let me know what you think. And the number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text, all right? Should we reduce the social welfare? Patrick, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
There's no jobs out there. Well, look, there is jobs out there, Patrick.
My argument is with the social welfare office. I have my own business. In the summer, I'd hire up to 25 people, you know?
Yep.
And like most of them are all good workers, and they'll turn up to work. But you'll get the ones applying for the job, come in. They'll come in for a couple of days, and then they go, "Oh, this is not for me." And then all of a sudden, you get a form in the door. Fill out this form that Johnny or Mary there came looking for a job. They work for this many days, and there's no work from now.
I would ring the
welfare office and go, "Oh, lad, no, Johnny or Mary there came in and turned around and said this job wasn't for them. There is a job there for them.
They just don't want us.
They just don't want us." But just because they signed off the dole for a week and went back on again, they get all the benefits. Like,
even though you've told the dole that they left the job.
Even I've told the dole. I've been in business for the last 8 years, and I must have rang the dole office 100 times.
And told them these people don't want to work.
These people don't want to work. I'm offering them a job and they're not taking it. And then the welfare office ring back and go, "Oh, they didn't get on with a certain number of staff." That's their excuse then, every time.
Right.
I didn't get on with the boss. I didn't get on with a number of staff.
Pity about them.
And that's their excuse then. But, like, in this country...
What's the line of work, Patrick? You don't have to tell me the name of the company if you don't want to.
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant.
Okay. So it's like, waiting on tables and stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be wash-up, it might be in the kitchen prepping, yeah. It might be serving tables. Like, one, the minimum wage in Ireland should be raised,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Okay.
Myself.
And do you pay minimum wage?
I pay my own staff above minimum wage.
Okay, so you're paying a living wage.
But what the government do is, everything that you pay staff, everything that I pay, every 6 months I'm caught for a thing called P30. So the more wages
I know all about
pay,
it, yeah. Yeah.
The more wages I pay, the more I'm cost for in P30.
Of course, because you'd pay, which for those who don't know is employer's PRSI.
You do?
Yeah.
If the government woke up in the morning and took rein that back on employers, we could pay our staff.
What's it at the moment? Is it 12%?
Yeah, it's at 12%. It's 13.5 on food and stuff.
Right, okay. I'm talking about the P30s, the employer's PRSI.
12%, yeah.
12%. So if the government kind of reduced that even down to 6 or 8%, you could afford to hire another person, maybe.
We pay enough tax, we pay enough VAT, we pay enough everything. They should get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love to be able to, a member of staff to come in there to me in the morning, and I didn't have to pay 6,000 there every 6 months.
I never understood the logic behind employers' PRSI, because the staff are paying 6% anyway, PRSI.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so why does the employer have to pay it for them as well? I mean, I never understood the logic behind it.
It's just another tax.
It's like the privilege of hiring people.
If I make 10,000 a week here, at the end of the year I'm going to have to find 20,000 extra to give the taxman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's nearly somebody's wage, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A part-timer's wage. You know, that's money that I could hire somebody else.
Who, by the way, in turn, would be paying tax. So they would get it back. They'd get it back again anyway. Yeah.
Like, the government have this scheme at the moment. If there's somebody on the dole for more than a year or 2 years, you can get a tax break.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the person they send you in that's been on the dole, off the dole for more than a year or two years.
Is not worth hiring.
You couldn't hire them. You know,
have you put ads in the paper for people for jobs and stuff? And
in this town where I am, there is 7 jobs advertised on windows. Staff wanted. Just in this town.
And do you get people coming in for those jobs?
And the people that I get coming in are the ones that are gone within 3 or 4 days. That, and a form will come in then looking for Johnny or Mary came in looking for a job.
And I'm assuming there's unemployment in the area. So there's people out there claiming they can't get a job, and yet there's jobs available.
They claim they can't get a job. There is plenty of work out there.
They just don't want to do it.
I'm 42 years of age, and I've never been unemployed in my life. Because why? Because I have a work ethic. I go out there and do it. If I couldn't find a job in the morning, what I'm doing.
I mean, this programme tonight really highlights the fact that this mother financially would be better off on the dole. That's now, she's working.
The benefits are too good. The benefits are way too good. I've a girl that works there with me, and a man works in a hospital. And she was out of work sick for 3 weeks. And the benefits she was getting were better than her wages that she was working.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
It is absolutely scandalous, like. You know what I mean?
So there really is no encouragement. And I can understand the trap that people might be in. There's no encouragement for people to actually get a job. And I spoke to somebody recently about this. He was a guy who used to work in construction. And he was telling me for him to get a job, because at the moment he's getting a rent allowance or HAP or whatever it is, right? And he has a child and all the rest to carry on. And he said for him to get a job, he would have to be earning more than €600 a week before tax, the job would be worthwhile. Because it wouldn't be worth his while, you know, getting rid of all his medical card and his benefits and everything else that he gets. It wouldn't be worth his while. And I'm going, that's ridiculous. Nobody's going to give you £600 at the moment. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, I don't know why the dole can't, you know, we can't do something whereby we help people to get back to work and say, well, okay, let's make it worth your while to go back to work. You know, we'll subsidise the employer to give you a little bit more. You know what I mean? Or something.
I don't blame people. If you're getting more money on the dole than you are getting up every morning, paying for childminder, paying for running a car, paying for parking, paying for everything else, paying rent allowance, paying for medical care, I actually do not blame people.
But the problem is they're bleeding the state of money.
Yes, they are. But they're bleeding the state of money because they're making it so easy for them.
Okay, well, stay there a second, because Morris, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Morris?
Afternoon, Noel. How are you doing?
Morris, it is a problem. And we can't keep denying that it's a problem, that our welfare system is too good sometimes.
To a certain degree, yeah. Like, you know why it was brought in, so do I, to help people that have fallen on hard
genuine
times
people, yeah.
Lose their job. Yeah, exactly. So all of a sudden then, the country was rolling in money. And we were throwing money at everybody. And what wins people in government votes more than anything else? You throw a fiver to the guy on the dole, you throw a fiver to the old age pensioner on the old age pension.
Somebody disability, you give them a fiver too, and yeah.
Exactly. So you're buying your government stay in power. That's what they do. They buy the votes. Everybody's rolling in it. The politicians are happy. 5 years now as a politician, you'll clear £500,000, and the longer you're the minister, the bigger your pension is. Now, the people on the dole are trapped. All of a sudden, like you said, we can really look after our own people. We're proud. What did we tell the young people a few years ago when John Bolton was the Minister of the Social Welfare? I'm cutting your money. I have no belief in you. Get out. Get a job. I'm cutting you.
But she was right. Hang on.
No,
Morris, if you're under 20... Now, hold on, Morris. If you're under 25 and you have no dependents, right, and you're a young person, there is no reason why you should be on the dole.
Now, you understand that 100%. And I think the reason, the message she sent out was, not I'm stopping your money on you, I'm going to discriminate against you. How dare you?
No, she reduced it to €100.
Because you treat all your citizens equally and fairly, correct?
No, you're wrong, Morris. You're wrong.
No, I'm right.
These are young, able-bodied people, and the point she was making was because we were coming back to a situation where there was employment out there, and employers, like the gentleman we've just spoken to, Patrick, can't get staff for his restaurant because they won't work. You've got young people, 23 years of age, 18 years of age, maybe straight out of school, who didn't go to college, sitting there getting £100 on the dole a week. There's no reason for them to be doing that.
I can remember an episode on your show where mothers were ringing you and telling you their young children were being abused by restaurants all over the country. Come in on a trial day. Come in on a trial day. Actually, we like you. We're going to have a look at you tomorrow. We got 20 to 30 hours out of these kids. Actually, you're not what we're looking for. And they kept doing it to the kids over and over again, using them and abusing them.
Now, well, let me ask Patrick. Patrick, what's the average age, you know, of staff?
Of coming in looking for work?
Yeah.
It varies. Like, you can get them as young as 16 coming in.
Right, okay.
And what I always do with people is, like that Ben said there, you bring them in for a trial, but what I do is I bring them in for an hour or two. If you can't see whether that person is any good within an hour or two, well, then you shouldn't be in the industry. You'll know straight away.
Yeah, it doesn't take you a week to figure out if somebody can serve dinner.
I bring someone in. I actually have a guy in today now. He's on a trial. I said to him when he came in looking for a job, I said, look, I'm going to bring you in for an hour or two. We'll see how you get on. If all goes well at the end of it, I said, you'll either get the job or you won't get the job. You know?
And can I ask you, Patrick, by the way, you on 0 hour contracts?
Do I 0 hours? There is contracts there, but most of my staff are, I've two on full-time contracts, and the rest then are all part-timers, you know, because it's a seasonal business. Come the winter, it gets very quiet. In the summer, it's very busy.
Okay.
So in the summer, they get paid by the hour. They could do 50, 60 hours if they want it, you know. In the winter, it goes quiet. So a lot of them will work 2 or 3 days and they'll sign on the other days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So you can't guarantee them, you know, all year round. I understand. I'm having a go. I understand. I mean, you're offering them work. That's the main thing. But just stay there as well, Morris, just for a second. Just, I want to go to Moira. Moira, you're on Classic Kids. How do you, Moira?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mara. I mean, this show tonight, basically, here's a woman who's working and, you know, with her husband, and she would be far better off on the dole.
I don't understand how, like, say she was to leave her job, how she gets a bill if the husband is working. I think it's only really if the people who don't work at all get a dole, because I know that if she willingly leaves her job to claim the dole, she wouldn't get it, because I know that my brother-in-law was in construction at the time, and his wife was working, and he didn't get it because his wife was working. I think he got assistance or something like that, but he didn't get as much as what he was expecting.
Yeah, but I think the point was made in the show, maybe you are right, maybe it would be more difficult because it'd be means tested. But in saying that, I think the point she's making is that here she is, a woman, and although she's married, she's an independent woman, you know, with her own career, that at the end of the week, she has €187 left in her pocket when she pays her childcare costs, right? Whereas somebody who's, you know, equal to her and on the dole is earning 194 plus whatever other benefits they get from the state. So she can't understand why this is the case, and it shouldn't be the case.
Well, you see, I got, I work full time. I'm a single mother. I work full time. And I have a mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a colleague of mine works the 19 hours.
Okay.
Right, that they can work 19 hours. They work 19 hours, but she got rent. She has an apartment now, a brand new apartment.
Rent allowance. A half scheme. Allowance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She has that. And then she got a brand new car then with the savings that she had.
So she's better. She's better off than you?
Yeah.
And you're working
full time? I'm
full time. Yeah, but that makes no sense, Maura.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's so annoying.
I mean, because that must be very discouraging for you as a mother who's out there working hard, you know, paying your mortgage, not depending on anybody else to pay it for you, so you're paying it yourself, and you watch the girl down the road, you know, do 19 hours part-time a week, and she's claiming everything else off the state, and she's driving around a brand new car.
And she got a brand new car, yeah.
Do me a favour, stay there for a second, Maura, because I have to go to a break. I'm going a bit over time. Just stay with me for a second. Loads of people texting in. The number is 087-188-0008. Maura has just pointed out there is exactly what the problem is. That's unfair. And people are going to say, but Niall, you know, you can't let the other person live on nothing. And you're right. But it's unfair on Maura. Maura should be rewarded for what she's doing, which is getting up and doing a hard day's work. So Maura, are you freaked out by the very fact that, you know, what's the point in me working?
Because, see, I work 8 to 5.
Okay.
And my son, like, you know, I go down at 2 o'clock to take my son from school.
Okay.
So 2 to 3, then that's my lunch. And then, like, you know, I'm rushed off, like, you know, every single day. It's the same thing. It's like Grandpa's day.
Oh, I know that feeling,
You know, but the only thing is that it is very annoying when you see people, my colleague that has this, like, you know, that 19 hours and then she's gets everything. She has a rental allowance, she can get, like, no clothing allowance, she gets everything. She gets the whole lot together, and because she's working, and then other people as well, they come in the evenings, and they work, like, no, the same, they work evenings here as well, because, like, know that they're under their
And did she get a brand new car?
Yeah. Because you see, she was in another place. She was renting another place, but because of she had to pay.
Well, so why wouldn't you get a brand new car when you've essentially no rent and no mortgage?
No, nothing, no bills. Yeah, because like no, that she and then if anything goes wrong with the apartment, sure, it's all covered for her.
She just has to ring the social welfare.
She just has to ring the social welfare, and then they will come straight up and fix it for her. No bother.
It must boil your blood, does it?
Oh, yeah.
I know. And I know they were Irish and we begrudge other people, but we're begrudging for a reason that we believe is just an unfair playing field, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, because, like, you know, you're working hard.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, to pay your bills, to have everything in place, and then you have these people that's coming in and they're actually, they get for nothing. You know, and then it does make you wonder, why am I actually doing all this?
Why am I bothering? Yeah.
Yeah. But now, in saying that, now, if I left work, I don't know whether I would be entitled to anything. Well, I don't know.
Well, you would, because you've got a child. You know, they're not going to leave you homeless. You may lose the home you have because it's your mortgage. But you would end up getting something else.
Yeah. Like, I have a full mortgage on the house, like, no, that's right. So,
yeah.
There's no way that I could lose the house. And it's security for my son as well, you know?
Well, look, well done to you, because you're doing the right thing, you know, because there's a lot to be said for going out and just, you know, working every day and doing your bit, because unfortunately there's so many people are not doing it. But just stay there for a second, because, John, you're on Classic Kids. John, you find yourself in a trap.
No, I don't find myself in a trap. I said that to Liam.
Oh, sorry, I want to go to Liam. Liam is the one that finds himself in a trap. I'll go to him in a second. Yeah, but go on. Sorry, John.
Yeah, no, I was saying to Liam that, you know, it's not, there's no incentive in this country to work now. I mean, you said there a while ago, oh, 600 quid. So, no, you count it up. I'm going back about 6-7 years ago. I was actually getting that. I was even getting more. 600 quid is flick all nowadays. You count it. If there's only one person working in the house,
yeah,
and there's a mortgage there, you've got kids, you've got food, you've got...
Yeah, you wouldn't survive on 600.
You wouldn't survive on 600 quid. So you said earlier, oh, this is only 600 quid, we don't have to go for that. I mean, 600 quid is nothing. You'd have to be working your ass off to get, nowadays, even to get even over that.
Yeah, so now, if you've got a couple of kids particularly, you need money.
Yeah, you do need money. Now, what I'm getting at is I want to put across a point that this government makes me sick. Only a while ago, one of our ministers said that we'd have to get an influx of more foreign nationals in on the construction building trade to look after, especially this new hospital and all going up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you take it, if you had done a survey into the Dole offices, and you went around and just checked the background of most of the people that are there. There are some bloody hell skilled people working unemployed there. There's carpenters, there's plumbers, there's builders, there's even architects. You go right down the line, and not one of them were even mentioned. Like, the government said, well, get the lads out there, we'll give them a good wage, look after our own force. I don't know, instead of that, we'll
import people.
We'll import people, bring them in. Then you're going to have to house them. We're going to have to this and that. You know, and they're like, it's really degrading their own people.
Well, you're right. It's not a good long-term plan, because when the work runs out and the construction dries up again, which it always does invariably, you've got a lot more people unskilled generally on the dole again. So it's not a good long-term plan. Stay there for a second, John. I want to go to Liam as well before the break, because Liam, you're stuck in a trap.
I would be stuck in a small bit of a trap now. I'm in receipt of disability payment for the last number of years.
Right.
And
what, if you don't mind me asking, what's your disability?
I had a problem with my stomach and my esophagus, so I need a surgery.
Oh, I spoke to you a few years ago today about that.
And I needed to go back in then again.
Yeah.
For another surgery.
And how are you now?
Yeah, everything is okay. I'm fit as a fiddle, as far as I'm concerned.
But are you still claiming disability?
I have been moved up to invalidity pension because I was on disability.
But you're saying you're fit as a fiddle, but you're classified as an invalid.
Yeah, I've walked into the social welfare office here in my local city, and I have a welfare officer telling me, why do I want to go back to work? You're on invalidity pension.
So you're registered as an invalid, and yet you're telling me you're fit as a fiddle.
Fit as a fiddle.
See, this is the problem. But this is the problem. So you'd like to go back to work, but it's unaffordable for you to go back to work.
Well, with my invalidity pension payment, my rent allowance, free travel. I have free travel. I'm 42 years of age. I'm walking out of the city right now. I don't need free travel. I have a household benefits package. I've got a telephone allowance package. You know.
So, why would you want to work? And I appreciate your honesty, by the way. I do appreciate your honesty. So you've told them I'm fit as a fiddle, I'm grand.
Yeah, they sent me on a job interview. It was with a good company here in the city where I'm living. But they were paying minimum wage.
So that'd be no good to you.
By the time you add it all up, I think I'm actually coming out more now than what I would be if I was on a 40-hour week for that company. You know?
I just want to go back to Moira. Moira, there you are. Oh, sorry, Moira's working hard, right? And she's earning a lot of money. When I say a lot of money, she's earning a decent wage, probably. Has to pay her mortgage. She's left with nothing at the end of the week because after she pays her mortgage and everything else. So people are working out there, John, and they're listening to you today. And I'm not having a go at you, right? Because I appreciate your honesty, right?
Yeah.
But people are working and they're going, Jesus Christ, you've rattled off a load of benefits you're getting there. It just isn't worth your while working. And you've told them you want to work. And you've told them you're not an invalid. And you're still registered as an invalid.
Oh, for the last number of years, and I will never have to go for a medical again through the social welfare or anything like that. That's it, I'm signed off and that's the end of it.
So once you go from disability to invalidity, you don't have to keep producing certs and all that kind of carry on?
No, that's the end of it. You go to see their medical advisor, and if he puts you on the invalidity, that's the end of it. You will never see a welfare doctor again.
Well, do me a favour, stay there for a second. And I, once again, do appreciate your honesty, right? And I appreciate the fact that you don't actually agree with what's happening to you. After the break, I just want to talk to you a little bit more about the stuff that you actually get. Sorry, Liam, and I want to say something that I am not insinuating that you are dishonest in any way, but I wanted to show that and prove that it does pay to be dishonest, if you wanted to be dishonest, if you know what I mean. Because you've obviously clearly gone to the welfare, said to them, I'm not an invalid, and they said, you're grand, just shut up and take it and go away, essentially, is what they're saying to you.
Well, the reason I texted Neil was just to show like that the wages that are out there and what the government is offering you not to work. There is a difference, and the difference isn't much. Like, it's sometimes you're nearly better off on the welfare than you are doing a 40-hour week. That's the only reason why you text in.
So let me just take your case, right? Okay, so you get how much do you get invalidity payment a week?
I got 330 something this morning.
That's a week,
including my rent allowance. Yeah.
Okay, and your rent allowance? Oh, that includes your rent allowance. Right, okay, and so you're renting, you're obviously living in rural Ireland, so the rent wouldn't be too high anyway, would it?
I'm living in the city centre.
Right, okay, and how much is your rent?
I won't say how much your rent is now, because...
Okay.
Just in case I'm giving a little bit more information about myself than I should be, but...
Right, okay.
It's in around 200 a week.
Right, okay.
Around 200 a week.
Okay, and then what else do you get?
I'll get the rent allowance, I'll get my IP payment,
That? What payment was that?
Invalidity pension, they call it IP.
Okay, and how much is that?
2-something, maybe 225 or 228 or something like that.
Okay, okay.
Free travel.
Okay, free travel, that's worth a few quid to you, obviously, yeah?
I never use it, I don't use it.
Okay.
What is that, right? Household benefits package, which is, I think it's about 35 or 40 euro a month goes towards my household bills.
Right, okay. So that goes towards your gas and electricity if you want.
My gas for the last quarter was paid this week. It was 18 euro. And
right.
My electricity was 7 euro the week before last.
Right, okay. So that will nearly cover your gas and electricity per month.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then you get your mobile phone. You get a phone.
That's only 2 or 3 euro per week. I have...
Yeah, but that's still, you know, 12 quid or so per month.
Yeah.
You'll get a package then for 20 quid a month, so that'll more or less nearly cover your mobile phone.
That's what I have, a package for 20 euro a month. I have the fuel allowance, which I receive 2 payments. Instead of getting it every week, I get a payment in the first week of October, and the first week of January, a cheque.
And how much is that?
I think it was 300 in the first week of October, second week of October, and it was just all...
But you're already, what I understand is you're getting a fuel allowance, but you're already getting a package for 35 euro for household bills.
That's for household bills.
Yeah, and that nearly covers that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fuel allowance then is, I think it's 20 odd euro per week.
Right. Anything else?
No, but if I needed anything, I could go and talk
But what I'm looking at here is that it just isn't worth your while getting a job, because you're not going to get a job that's going to cover all that.
That's why I texted in.
Yeah. Well, stay there. We'll just stay there for a second, because Frank, you're on Classic Hits.
No, how are you?
Are you listening to Liam? Now, I mean, in fairness to him, he's been honest.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that Neil is...
Liam
is everything that's wrong with this thing.
No, I'm not taking it out on him personally. He's gone to them and told them, I'm not an invalid, and they have him on invalidity pension.
All you can do is take your word for that, Liam. But let me tell you, if I was unemployed and went to them and says, I don't want it anymore, I'm starting work Monday, it would be stopped. So you're not trying hard enough. And listen to this, so there's children the length and breadth of this country with terminal illnesses that medical cards have been revoked off them because their parent is probably earning a fiver over a threshold. And the likes of you that's leeching on the state is taking everything you can get instead of getting off your ass and going to them and saying, I don't want it. I want to walk. Which you're obviously not doing that, mister, because you're very happy with what you're getting from nothing.
I'm not happy with what I'm getting at all. I'm not saying
that at all. Well, go to them tomorrow morning then. Friday morning and tell them you don't want it.
I have gone to them. And when you sit down and do the breakdown and figure out you're going to be doing 40 hours a week for an extra 30 or 35 euro a week.
But
you'd rather sit on your ass for 40 hours and do nothing and let me pay for it.
But Liam, see, this is the problem that people say. I'm going to be working for an extra 35. You're not working for an extra 35. The money you're getting from the welfare is for nothing. Now, you're not meant to be getting that. That's meant to be for people who are genuinely invalids, who are genuinely disabled, or who genuinely can't get a job.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the extra 35 as a wage would not cost.
You don't look at it like that, an extra 35. It's not an extra 35. Most people have to work to pay their bills. Most people have to work to pay their rent. Most people have to work to pay for their mobile phone. You're getting it all for nothing.
If I was to walk, I wouldn't be able to afford it, would I?
Niall, can I say something there, Niall?
Yeah.
Liam, I don't know your circumstances, but somewhere down the line, Liam, you must have told little white lies to get an invalidity. Because it's one of the hardest things to get in the world there is, let me tell you, mister, an invalidity. Disability is a different situation.
He was on disability. Liam's story is that he had surgery going back about 4 or 5 years ago. And now he's grand. He's had his surgery. He's okay now. He's fit as a fiddle. But he was on disability, obviously, while he was on a surgery, and they moved him on to invalidity.
Yeah. Well, Niall, he just admitted it there. He's not in a hurry to go giving a fact because he'd have to walk 5 hours for 30
no,
hours.
No.
So he doesn't
want
to do anything.
I never said I wasn't in a hurry to give a fact. I said I'd have no problem giving a fact if I was able to earn a wage that would cover all my bills.
It's ludicrous. There's plenty of work out there. What's wrong, Niall?
Not for someone who's been unemployed for a number of years.
But
not for somebody who's been unemployed. Because I was having surgery. If you listen to the whole story and everything, I said I was out sick because I was waiting for surgery. Then I was put on IP because I was waiting so long for the surgery. And that's how I ended up on invalidity pension, because I was waiting so long for surgery.
But you're grand now. By your own admission, you're as fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. I have to go to a break, lads. I have to go to the news. I'm going to have to finish this off after the break. Keep texting and keep WhatsApping 087-188-0008. Okay, there's a bit of flack coming in for you here, Liam, by the way. Okay. And I'm working it out. I just during the news there, okay, on the figures that you gave me, including your rent allowance, and I totted it up per month, per year, and your invalidity payments, and also you told me about your household allowance package and your mobile phone and your free travel. And I'm assuming you have a medical card as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I totted it up. Okay, they say the medical card is worth about $3,000 a year, right? If you utilise it properly, right? It could be, to a family, it can be worth $3,000 a year. That's just the value, they say, of a medical card, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Now, and then I worked out your rent allowance, okay, on a yearly basis, all right? And you told me you get $330 per month for your rent allowance, okay? Which works out at $3,960 per year. So so that's $3,000. Plus three.
No, my rent allowance now will be over 5,000 a year.
Oh, 5,000 a year. All right, okay.
Yeah, it's
that's better again.
It's slightly over 100 euro a week.
All right, okay.
So, So that, like, that was my point about...
Okay, well, about, let me finish this edition, okay? So,
yeah,
and then you got your invalidity payment, which works out at 11,700 per year, all right? Okay, so I'm totting here in a calculator, all right? So 5,000 plus 11,700 per year. Now, 420 per year, I worked out that allowance package, that bills package that you get. It's 420 per year when you add it up on a yearly basis, right? Okay, and then 144 for your mobile phone, all right? Plus, what have I got? 156, okay.
School allowance.
Oh, you get a school back to school allowance?
Fuel allowance.
Oh, fuel allowance. Oh, yeah, we forgot about that one. How much is that again?
I get it in 2 weekly checks, but I think it's €25 a week.
Right, so it's 25 by 52. So you said to me you get about £300 twice a year, is it?
Yeah, okay. October and January.
Okay, so we'll just say it's 600. We'll average it 600, okay?
Yeah.
Plus your travel allowance, we worked it out. I asked one of the lads here who works here how much he spends per week on buses and trains, and it works out about £30 a week. That's now, for example, Lena has a car, which works out at more if you take tax and insurance in, right? But we just take it out at public transport. So we worked that out.
€50 a week?
Yeah, we worked it out about 1,500 a year, okay? Now, that's £22,000 a year after tax. Right, to earn £22,000, you'd have to be earning at least £30,000, right? So you're in a situation where you are earning the equivalent of somebody earning £30,000 a year in a job.
Yes.
Now, are you telling me you can't get a job that will pay you more than £30,000?
I'm telling you that I can't get a job that will cover my bills.
Mm.
Because, like...
Well, then you're going to be there forever.
There's people going to be ranting and raving, but I have been out of work for a couple of years due to the medical side of things. Now, when I go for interviews and stuff, it's way out of work. Or, like, maybe 16 months ago, I found about a job. I was told I was too old. I was 40 years of age for a job I could have done with my eyes closed. And I was told I was too old at 40. It's why have you not been working for the last 4 or 5 years? Then you've got to go into it and explain it to them, right? They're kind of looking at you saying, right, you know?
Yeah.
You know, is he going to be fit enough for it? Is he going to be up for it? You know, so, like, that was the whole thing about my text. That's the trap that people are in.
Okay.
You're getting enough to live on, but you're getting more
than most people who are actually surviving and paying their own bills.
But I'm not on the air with you today, and I'd be rubbing that into people's faces.
No, I'm not saying you are, but do you understand
how this,
do you understand how the system is a mess? Because you see, that what you keep saying to me is, it's not worth my while getting a job if I'm only going to be getting £30 extra a week. If it's only going to work out at £30, it's not worth my while getting out of bed for that, right? But because you're already getting so much money. But the point is, you're getting that as a support from the state. So you're not going to work for £35. You're going to work for £30,000 a year. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Now, if I was to be working, my rent is going to cost me £200 a week.
But people people have to pay the rent. That's a fact of life.
I'm just giving an example. Now that I'm not working, my rent is only costing me €98 a week because the state is picking up the rest of it.
I know, but the point is that the joys of life is that you have to pay rent. You just got used to it being paid for you. So you just got yourself into a situation where you're used to that being paid for you.
You're stuck in the trap. That's the trap you're stuck in. That's what you're stuck in.
Well, stay there for a second. Well, hang on. Christy, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Christy?
How are you doing, Niall? Nice to hear you.
Christy, this is frustrating me.
It's frustrating me too, Niall. I'm separated, right? I've been working all my life. I'm paying rent. I'm paying maintenance. And then I'm paying electricity bills. And then I have to feed myself with a car. I have to tax it and insure it. Put diesel in it. And I'm left, I'd say, roughly every week, I'm left with about £30 out of my wages. And when I have my kids down the weekend, I have to have that £30 to feed my kids or bring them somewhere or whatever. And I'm listening to this. This, you know what, it'll make you wonder.
And can I ask you a question, Christy? And you don't have to give me your personal information if you don't want to, but would you earn more than £30,000 a year?
Not much more, I'll put it that way, not much more.
Well, Liam is earning the equivalent of £30,000 a year, and he doesn't have to go anywhere.
I'm a professional driver.
Right, okay.
I drive a truck for a living. And I get up every most mornings. I'd say 90%. I'd say I get up every morning at 4 o'clock. I put my 2 feet in the ground, and I'd say, "Here we go again, another day." But I'm proud to say that I'm walking. I'm struggling, but I get up every morning. I hold my head up high, and to hear him there, it's an absolute joke. Like Al Capone was more straight than this government. It's a joke. It's an absolute.
But is it Liam's fault? Whose fault is it that Liam is living the way he's living at the moment?
Government.
For allowing him to do it.
For allowing him to do it.
So making it so easy to do it.
This crap that he's too old. I'm 56. And this crap that he's too old.
I never said I was too old. I was told.
Then that's discrimination. But
exactly. But I never said I was too old. I would have no problem. I have done umpteen courses over the last number of years. I've got every single forklift license that anybody can get.
There's loads of jobs out there for forklifts.
There is. Have you got the experience? No. Where did you do your forklift? I've done it on a course with the social welfare, a 12-week course. Okay, but you've no experience. No. All right. If anything comes up, we'll let you know. Okay, so there's all grant being sent on courses all the time. Health and safety, safe pass, they send you on all the courses you want. But at the end of the day, you need the experience. You can't just score into it.
But do you see what the welfare are doing? They're massaging the figures, so we don't really know how many people are living life like Liam, because they're taking them off disability and putting them onto invalidity where they don't have to vouch for it anymore.
Are they sending them on courses?
So the figures are being massaged. So the amount of, with respect to Liam, there's loads of Liams out there. There's loads of people like Liam who are living on the social welfare and have more money in their pocket at the end of the week than you have.
Oh, they have, yeah.
The system is a mess.
I know people who haven't.
Richie said earlier on in his text, right, and I completely agree with him, that the political will is simply not there to tackle this problem in a drastic manner that's required. A whole root and branch reorganisation of the welfare system needs to be focused on. In other words, and we only need to focus on the most vulnerable people, not Liam. Liam is not vulnerable. Not anymore. He's just told us by his own admission he's fit as a fiddle.
We're the vulnerable people, Niall, because we're struggling. We get up every morning, we go to work. And at the end of the week, we look in our bank account or our pocket. And there's some weeks I just cry because what's the point of me getting up every morning and going to work?
So stay there a second. Let me go to Fran. Fran, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Fran?
How you doing, Mark?
Fran.
Just in my story, a couple of years ago, I was actually working for a security company. And I was moved to a location and I only got 3 shifts. So somebody told me, said, listen, go down to social welfare and tell them you're on casual labour.
Yeah.
I got let off the job. I went down to social welfare. I worked 3 days. Social welfare paid me the rest. And I was coming out with €600.
Right.
After about 6 months, the job said, listen, we're moving again. And we went to another job. I went back to full-time work and I came out with €480.
So you were better off part-time?
I was better off on casual labour. And anybody I know would be in the same situation. Like, I mean, I don't even know if casual labour is on the facts and figures that are given out for people on the social welfare. It's probably not, because they're not full-time social welfare.
Were you entitled, apart from getting the social welfare from, were you entitled to other benefits as well?
Well, I put in for them, but they just said because me and my wife...
Oh, because your wife is working too?
Wife is working full-time, so I was casual. But if she had went casual, I'd say we would have been entitled to every single thing. If that had been the case, I'd have never went back to work again.
So can you understand what Liam is saying? I mean, Liam is classified as an invalid. Liam, he's not an invalid at all, by the way.
Liam is a product of the system that we have here. The system we have here, it's beneficial if you don't work. It's more beneficial to everybody. I actually know one person who went out with postnatal depression. Her son is 23 now, and she's still claiming that.
There's nothing wrong with her.
Nothing at all. She has 3 holidays a year, 2 nice cars. You know, when they say inspectors are looking for the Joe Soap who works one day. They're not looking at long-term unemployed or anybody else like that that's massaging what they're actually doing. And then you have the black economy as well. I mean, there's plenty of people coming into this country who are quite able to work, and they don't, and they just go straight onto the social welfare. there's houses that have been built very close to me. And I heard the council went in, bought them all for affordable housing or social housing. Every one of them houses have two cars outside it.
I mean, somebody mentions here as well, don't forget not to mention as well, that Liam doesn't pay the household charge, refuse collection, house insurance, and if his fridge or cooker breaks, a new one is just given to him. The whole thing is, the whole system is a joke. I'm assuming that's correct,
true.
Yeah.
Not true, no.
Well, what, are you living, see, are you private rental, is it?
Yes, private.
Yeah, but so, if your fridge or cooker breaks, I'm assuming you ring your landlord.
No, I've never spoken to my landlord ever since the day I moved in there, and I'm there donkey's years, and anything breaks, I fix it.
Right, okay. Well, you probably can ring your landlord.
Which is when you have a system that is more beneficial for work.
Yeah.
When you have a system that it's not beneficial for you to work, you are going to get people coming into the country and people in the country just sitting idly by collecting every single thing. Like, I mean, as you quite rightly worked out, like, I mean, the facts and figures of anybody not working, you could be looking at in the region of 40,000.
Well, Liam is living in, he's not living in, say, Dublin, for example, where property prices and rent prices would be higher. If we had a Liam in Dublin, you know, his benefits would be worth probably a lot more than that, because he would have to get a HAP scheme to pay our Dublin rents, which are in and around sort of 1,800 to 2 grand.
Now, how does it make sense? I'm actually working and earning 22 grand, where somebody who doesn't work can get up to 40 grand.
Well, you're in Dublin, I assume, Fran.
Yeah.
Okay, so a Dublin version of Liam would probably be getting equivalent, you know, before tax, of 40 grand.
Yeah. Now, how does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense.
You know, the problem is this country, everybody sits idly by.
But Richie was right in his text earlier on. There's no political will to sort it out. And I'll tell you what happened. When Leo Varadkar mentioned about 4 years ago that he wanted to set up this campaign for people, you know, if they knew somebody who was abusing the system, to report them, there was murder. All the left-wing politicians went mad. You can't do that. You can't have people telling on each other. Yeah, so as soon as you try to do something about it, you're stopped.
You see, it's not political will. It's the people who are putting these politicians into power. When they knock at your door looking for the vote, ask them the hard questions. Tell them they're not getting a vote unless they change their attitude. Like, part of their problem is we put them people there.
But stay there, because I have another Fran here as well wants to say something. Sorry, Fran, go ahead.
How's it going, Noel?
You're frustrated.
Yeah, look, 30K, is it? That lad is...
Yeah.
I don't earn that, Noel.
And you've bills to pay.
And that's it. I'm just on my lunch break taking this call now at the moment, like, you know? And, look, I know all about the social welfare. It's there to help. I was on it myself. I came back from London. I had a child. We had nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Or renting. And, look, it was a point where it was either get up, get a job, but I didn't want any old job. I used the social welfare to actually train myself.
Well, that's what it's for.
Springboard.
Yeah.
And then basically upskill, get a job, and get myself back into society, pay taxes, and help, you know, make the country fucking run as well as it does. Like.
But that's what the social welfare system is for. It's to help people, you know, in that transient period between jobs or when you're trying to get back on your feet again. That's what it's for.
Exactly. Now, I don't understand why Liam, what is Liam doing all day? I hear you saying that he's on... You know, he's been on X amount of courses, you know what I mean?
Well, Liam, when was the last time, and I know you had to go for surgery a couple of years ago, and it took you a few years, you said for a few years you were waiting for the surgery, right? But when was the last time you had a full-time job?
Full-time paying job, I would imagine 6 years.
6 years ago?
Yeah, and I've been honest, mate, been honest.
And Liam, when was the last time you had an interview?
A couple of months back, before Christmas.
A couple of months back, was it?
So you're not really trying, are you, Liam?
And
you can only try so hard.
Yeah, but if you're saying the last interview you had was a couple of months ago, I mean,
when was the last time you applied for a job?
I would apply for jobs every week. I have a laptop. I go to all the sites and send them off my CV.
Yeah,
you know, it's as simple as that.
And you know, what?
The main question we're always going to be asked is, where's the gap between when you finish work and today, what have you been doing for the last couple of years? Yeah, so you've got to explain yourself. As I said, I went away on the courses. I got myself all trained up on the forklifts, the whole lot. I got 5 forklift driving licences, and no one would even think about giving me a job because I have no experience.
But Fran, the problem is that he's classed officially as an invalid. Now, he's not an invalid by his own admission.
It's the headline of being on invalidity pension, and you go into a job and they say, right, you were on invalidity pension or you were on disability. You're better off saying you're unemployed at the moment or you're in between jobs. If you say you're on disability, on the sick, or on invalidity pension, that's you out the door. They're not going to consider you again.
And I do understand what you're saying. So, Fran, the social welfare have caused a problem for him here because they labelled him as an invalid. He's not an invalid because it suits the social welfare to do that.
Do you know what? From what I can see, the only thing disability that he has is pure laziness. And he should need to get up and start looking at jobs in his area or even further afield.
But he'll get a job. Yeah. He'll get a job in his area, maybe, on a low wage. He's not going to earn the money. The point he's making is he's not going to earn the money he's getting at the moment on the welfare.
That's life. Tough. I'd love to have a 34 pay job, but I don't. I still get up in the morning, I do my bit, I do it for my family.
So how do you resolve it? Do you resolve it by turning around and having the political will, Fran, and saying, right, we need to stop this generous social welfare system? If he was in the UK, he would be getting £70 sterling, not £225.
They could change the laws tomorrow, Niall, and I would still never be taken off IP if I decided to stay on it, because I'm on it. No, and once you're on it.
Yeah, that's it. Once you're on it, you're on it for good, yeah.
Once you're on it for good, and that's the end of it. And that's so easy.
Fran, he's never going to be questioned. No one's ever going to check up on him. No one's ever going to question him. He's on invalidity now. He's considered to be an invalid.
For life.
By law. For life. Even though he's just admitted he's fit as a fiddle.
You know what I mean? Well, that's fraud.
Well, it's wrong. Well, hold on. It's not fraud because he's told them. He's gone in and told them he's not an invalid.
They've told me, why do you want to go back to work? You're on IT. If you come off invalidity pension, you will never get it again. Why do you want to go back to work? That is what the welfare officer said to me when I sat down in front of him about going back to work last year and my options for going back to work. And that's what he said to me.
I find that very hard to believe that you'd go into.
I don't find it hard to believe.
I don't need to be ringing a radio station and lying at all. I've been quite honest with everything I've said since I've come on air.
Sure, I had a friend who was in a situation where his ex girlfriend was told by the social welfare to go down to make a police report that her ex was actually physically abusing her so she could get a house. Even though he didn't. She was recommended by the social welfare. We can't really give you a house unless he's physically abusing you. So unless you go down to the police and say that he was physically abusing you, you won't get a house. Which she then did. He was then arrested and questioned. Later she apologised to him and said, it was the only way of me getting a house. So this is what welfare are doing to people. They're recommending things to people that are completely untrue.
Jesus, it sounds like we should all...
They make it easy not to work.
Tomorrow we're just start living off the social then.
Pack it in, that's it. Look, watch this documentary tonight on RTE. And that's exactly what they're focusing on. The fact that this woman is better off on social welfare than she is actually working. Listen, lads, thank you very much indeed. Liam, I appreciate your honesty. A lot of people are not happy with you, but I do appreciate your honesty. And at least you come on the radio and you're honest about your own situation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.